In a world where AI can fake almost anything, how do you know what is really true? When 70% of people say they struggle to trust what they see online, you need an anchor that isn't artificial. In this devotional, I'm going to show you why Luke's eyewitness account of Jesus gives you solid historical, spirit-inspired truth you can build your life on. If you're tired of my truth, the other person's truth, discover the one truth that never changes. Let's dive. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. We are diving into a brand new series out of the book of Luke calling Getting to Know Jesus. And we know that it's important that we understand our Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, the resurrected one from the dead. And so we're going to be going through his life from the account from Luke's perspective. So if you're excited about this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, or comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. And so it's going to be a great time. Also, if you are a financial partner of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does make a difference in how we can lay a foundation to spread the gospel across Washington State. Because remember, if we don't have changed hearts, we are not going to have changed policy. This last couple of weeks, we've had some prayer tours going on around the state, and they have been powerful. People have been showing up and praying over the president down to the dog catcher, everyone in between. So I want to encourage you to pray and to show up. And then we also know that ballots will be coming out here pretty soon. I think it's either this week or next. And so we want you to get involved and make sure that you are praying over your ballots. Make sure that you are getting to know the candidates and really making a difference in the public square. All right, so let's talk a little bit about where we are. So today's title is The Historical Reliability of the Gospel. And so think about where we are. There's some problems that we have in our culture today. We are prone to doubt. I mean, a lot of artificial intelligence is out there. A lot of AI is out there. Things are just created. And so we're prone to doubt and to question. And it's not that we should question. I think questioning is good, but we are to be skeptical of all things. And some have even moved to being skeptical of the Bible. We are easily shaped by scattered, shallow, sensational accounts and can live in a secondhand impressions instead of carefully examined truth. And so we're going to look at Luke and see if he carefully examines the truth. Problem three, even when we've been instructed in the faith, our hearts often lack settled assurance and can drift towards skepticism or apathy. And so thinking through, okay, Luke took a careful account. We're going to read this. Is this true? Is it my truth? Is it his truth? Whose truth is it? Or is it the inspired word of God? And I'll play my cards right up front. I believe it's an inspired word of God. So Luke, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and his investigative personality, you might say, went out and wrote an account of the life of Jesus. So let's start in Luke chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile an account of the things accomplished among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. It seemed fitting for me as well, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, to write it out for you in consecutive order, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the exact truth about the things you have been taught." So let's break this down. It said, he starts out with, "Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile." So there were many eyewitnesses that undertook to compile. There's Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and others compile the accounts of the things of Jesus and the things accomplished among them through the Messiah, Jesus Christ, our Lord. That these things were from the beginning. They were eyewitnesses' accounts. Now, there's something that sometimes is happening in the public square right now that can frustrate me. People are like, our founding fathers, and they're referring to someone 300, 400, 500 years after biblical times. Well, I much rather rely on Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John than someone who is a founding father from 400 or 500 years later. So he wanted to make sure that we were rooted, our faith is rooted in truth. He said, look at this, so that you may know the exact truth. Don't you want to know the exact truth today? And to make sure that you understand all the things that are happening through our Messiah, Jesus Christ. Understanding truth, especially in a day where so much deception is taking place, is a challenge. In fact, there's a recent survey that took place, and it said 70% of those surveyed find it hard to trust information online, as we don't know if the content is real or AI generated. 70%. 64% say, I'm concerned that elections are being manipulated by AI-generated content or bots. 47% say, I'm confident to my ability to identify AI-generated misinformation. Look at these stats are just interesting. There should be laws to prevent the spread of AI-generated misinformation. 88% said that. So, you know, we're living in this artificial intelligence world, and oftentimes it's hard to know whether something is real or not real. Yet here we have Luke writing for Theophilus the very things of the eyewitness accounts of what he's that he's seen. So I just love this. He went and he researched it. He says, I have investigated everything carefully from the beginning to write it out for you in consecutive order. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, this is a book that will change our lives because it's written in consecutive order, and Luke's account is very thorough. So let me give you a couple of things to think about. God's anchor, God anchors faith in real fulfilled events in history, in the life, the death, the resurrection and appearance of Jesus Christ. It's not a myth. It's not a feeling. It's not artificial intelligence, you might say. It is rooted in eyewitness accounts, and he investigated it very closely. These eyewitness servants looked at the word of God, and what I mean by that is the Old Testament, and they looked at what they experienced in the person of Jesus Christ, and I love this because they testified to the things of Christ. And the Spirit guided the author of Luke to write these out in consecutive order as a testimony to you and to me so that we can be firmly grounded in these things. So the purpose of this revelation is our certainty. God wants his children to know the truth about Jesus and rest in their lives on this thing. So as we look at the tension that we're having with artificial intelligence and the tension that we're having with the word of God, you might say, I want you to choose fear over trust when it comes to the word of God. Trust in the Bible. The most accurate way to understand the Bible is to take it the most literal way that we can. If the Bible wants you to think of something as an allegory or as an illustration, it tells you. This is a parable. This is a story. This is an illustration. It tells you. Trust truth and not spin. So many people want to spin things. Just read it and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and direct you. But read the Word of God. And understand that Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the law. He is the Messiah. He is the Jewish Messiah. He is the one who resurrected from the dead, and he overcame sin and death so that the Gentiles could be grafted in. And so think about this. It's an accurate account, and really understand that at the end of the day, the only source of truth that we have is not your truth, my truth, you know, this survey's truth, whatever it might be. It is the Word of God. That's the only truth that we have at the end of the day. And I love how John says that in the beginning was the Word was with us, the Word, you know, and that whole concept of the Word of God dwelling in us in the person of Jesus Christ. So I hope you have a great day as you go into the public square. Let me pray over you that you won't be consumed in fear or in confusion, but you will know that there's something that out there that is absolute truth for us today. And I hope you're going to enjoy this series out of the book of Luke. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. Go before us in all things, God. Surround us in all things, God. God, we know there's a lot of deception out there, a lot of things that we think are true, but then we find out later they're AI generated, they're just made up. But Lord, we know your word is true. Go before us in your word today. Surround us with the truth of your word, and let it convict us of areas that we don't measure up and propel us to share our faith. And God, let the word interact with us throughout the day. God, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.